Good morning and welcome to Neocani View. I'm Peter Newman, and our guest this morning is the executive director of the Reinhart Clinic in Wheeler, north part of Tillamook County, Ellen Boggs. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Peter.
I have to start the interview by giving the disclosure that I'm on the board of the Reinhart Clinic, so I'm not sure what that means. If that means I'm going to throw you nothing but softball questions or tough questions, I hope I don't, because there are tough things going on. Obviously, we know in the medical situation in this country and how medical care is delivered. But this is a rural health clinic, and I want you maybe to start by talking about kind of the context of why we have rural health clinics and what goes on in the health in rural America.
Well, good question. The Reinhart Clinic has been around 98 years now. We're third generation of Reinharts, and we're excited to be here in the fact that we are challenged in these times to deliver quality health care to our residents in North Tillamook County. Dr. Reinhart is third generation, and he had a vision back in 1997 to have a nonprofit organization. And the mission of the clinic is to provide quality care regardless of people's financial situation. We turn no one away at the Reinhart Clinic in Wheeler. So that is a little added challenge, because most health clinics are for-profit clinics. And we've had to be creative and do a lot of fundraising to keep the doors open in the clinic. About 25% of our patients here are needing some financial assistance. So as the demand got bigger, the board, before I was on the board, looked at opportunities through grants that could support the clinic. And we were lucky enough to become a federally qualified health center, FQHEs we call them, where we receive funds from the federal government to support the clinic and its providers.
I think a lot of people, certainly in urban America, think of healthcare probably in television terms. You know, see these big hospitals and doctors rushing around and emergency care, but. Well, certainly around here, it's rural care, and it's also primary care, which is it's not as glamorous. There aren't too many TV shows done about rural primary care facilities, but it's terribly important, because that's how, well, primary care is by definition how literally most of us get our health care. Can you describe an average patient, if such a thing exists?
Well, I'm not sure that there is such a thing that exists, but we serve a variety of patients. From children to patients that are on Medicare, Medicaid. So we see all types. We see urgent care. We see people that come in, might be traveling through our area and don't know where to go, so they come to the clinic. We have established patients that come here for their shots and physicals and yearly checkups, and we monitor people with heart disease to diabetes to all kinds of diseases. So, and we do see a lot of patients that are older who have retired here and don't want to go back into Portland for their primary care. And we can handle all those type of patients, too.
And when you say you accept patients regardless of ability to pay, there's a kind of a, I guess, an image issue there, because in fact most of the patients in the clinic do pay and
yes,
have insurance. A sad percentage do not. But is that a challenge for you to sort of convince the community that this isn't just a clinic for people who can't pay? This is a clinic for the whole community.
Right. A lot of people think we're a free clinic and you don't have to pay anything, but we do accept all insurances except for some of the HMOs like Kaiser Permanente, but otherwise we accept everything. And if people come in and say that they don't have funds right now, we can get them signed up for an assistant program. Some of them say, I've just been laid off of work and I need some assistance till I can get back working again. We're happy to help. So it does challenge us because we have to do a little more fundraising. We have some great donors who on a regular basis donate to the clinic, and that's very much appreciated. But that's part of the requirement in us accepting the FQHC grant, is that they support us in that way also.
So if I'm a patient who comes in here and I have lost my job or I don't have insurance, how do I establish to you, to your satisfaction, that I'm one of those people who should be paying less?
Mm-hmm. Well, you would communicate that with our receptionist, and you can apply then for our sliding fee scale, and it's based on the federal poverty levels and how many people are in your family. If you can't provide a copay, then we will work with you on some other options. So we'll talk to each patient one-on-one. If it's children that don't have any insurance, we can get them signed up for the Oregon Health Plan, and happy to do so right at their visit. And by setting them up immediately, it will cover that visit. So.
Our guest is Ellen Boggs, the executive director of the Reinhardt Clinic in Wheeler, north coast, north part of Tillamook County. You mentioned the Oregon Health Plan. When it first came out, it just seemed like this marvelous, incredibly progressive thing that was going to just change the face of healthcare in Oregon. Of course, it suffers from the same budget problems as pretty much any other line item budget in the state. Is it difficult to secure funds, and is it sadly a matter of triage in some cases?
It can be sometimes triage, but most of the time, not. We just treat it like any other visit. With children, young adults up to 19, you're guaranteed a spot in the health plan. The adults that apply, it's been on a lottery basis. So we can take the information, send it into the state, and then the next time that they have the lottery, they will choose out of the pool. So we can get the information and send it on to the state.
Are there some health issues in, well, rural America, let's just say rural North Tillamook County, that are unique to this area or to a rural situation that, let's say, we're living in Portland, or working, doing your job in Portland, that I would see more or less of a given kind of patient?
Well, unfortunately, Tillamook County has some of the highest risk behavior in the state, and we have a high rate of suicide in this county. We've had a low rate of women getting mammograms. And luckily enough, we've worked with the Susan G. Komen Foundation and have received a grant from them for the past 5 years. And when we first initially applied for that grant, only 19% of the women in Tillamook County were receiving mammograms. That's extremely low. And it's been a great partnership in the fact that we've received funding and been able to have a breast health coordinator to work not just with the Reinhardt Clinic, but throughout the whole county. Out of that has come a breast health coalition where we've tried to increase information and knowledge to women and men throughout the county. And I can proudly say that now 66% of women in Tillamook County are receiving their mammograms.
What's the service area for the clinic? We're in the north part of the county. We're,
right.
We're closer to parts of Clatsop County than much of Tillamook County. Is there a geographic boundary that you are required to serve?
Yes, it's called the Nehalem Health District Service Area, or Nehalem Service Area. And I believe it's... I don't know how many square miles. I can't recite that off the top of my head, but It's starts between Wheeler and Rockaway, and it's everything north of that, east of that, west of that. So we are in that area.
What if I'm in Arch Cape in Clatsop County?
Well, we're not restricted and told that we can't serve people in Clatsop County or even in the rest of Tillamook County. We will serve everybody. We do have some people that have been here as residents and moved away but love the service of our clinic, and they keep coming back. So, again, we won't turn anybody away.
When we walk into the clinic, what services are available? It is a rural situation, but it's a nice, and I'll have to say, getting nicer building that you have, and well, the doctors are getting more and more toys to play with.
Yes, which is a good thing. So we provide lab services. Anybody can come here and get lab services, and anything with primary care. We have a podiatrist that comes from Tillamook Hospital, and he meets with some of our patients, and any patients that go to their clinics but live up here can be served here. We do x-rays, and but we do referrals out. If we can't do more in-depth testing, or some of our patients are cancer patients and need further care, we will refer them out to other specialists.
Yeah, what happens if I walk into here and say, I don't know if this is an emergency or not, but I have some nausea and some pain, chest pain, and somebody looks at this patient and says, whoa, this is a heart attack. What happens?
We call 911 immediately, and they're right here. In fact, I want to tell you about a success story that we had last summer. That did happen. We had a tourist that was driving through the area, stopped and asked someone, you know, I'm not feeling well. I think I need to be seen right away. And they said, well, go up to the Reinhardt Clinic. They can help you. Immediately, when that person came in the door and was describing their symptoms to the receptionist, the other backup receptionist was there to call 911. Immediately, they arrived here. We were on the phone with Tillamook Hospital, and our provider was describing the symptoms, what needed to happen, and he was definitely having a heart attack. Our great ambulances here in the county immediately took the patient, and that patient never even had to enter Tillamook Hospital. They had alerted St. Vincent's helicopter, and St. Vincent's released their helicopter, met the ambulance at Tillamook Hospital in the field, and immediately transferred the patient to the helicopter. The helicopter arrived within minutes back in Portland. It was 2 hours from the time that that person entered our building and then was being rolled into surgery and was taken care of immediately. So it's a great partnership with the hospital and beyond in the Portland area, and we can provide outstanding care to our patients.
We're at the end of September. The tourist season is getting to be behind us, but in the summertime, what, Nehalem Bay State Park fills up with as many as 3,000 people. Are those people aware and of the clinic, and are there some unique, let's say, I don't know, recreation-related injuries and things that you have to address in the summer that are unique to visitors to this area?
This past summer, we have tried to spread the word more to all the rental homes, the hotels, motels in the area, and have even put up posters at the state park to let people know that we are here and will help them in any medical issue that they have. So, and all the rental homes through agencies, we have distributed magnets advertising, providing a phone number, location of where we're at to assist them, because we don't usually think of those things when we go on vacation, that, oh, I might need that service. So we're trying to get the word out a lot more, and it's been a good thing.
Ellen Boggs, the executive director of the Reinhardt Clinic in Wheeler, is our guest this morning on Neocony View, and you're talking about the kind of, well, emergency that might come from a summer, I don't know, boating accident or a camping accident. The other thing that has to be on your mind is when a large emergency strike, such as that big one we all talk about, will the Reinhardt Clinic, at least for the north part of Tillamook County, in the Halen Bay area, you'll be it, won't you? The Coast Guard, there'll be medevac people dropping in, but this is going to be a primary source of care if and when that event should happen.
Right. Well, the good news is that Nehalem area has the emergency response team, and we've met with them on a regular basis to discuss how we can help in that effort should it happen. And we are ready. If something happens in our area, our providers will come here immediately, and we will be open 24 hours a day until the emergency is over. Now, we also know that there's a river that divides us from the Nehalem Manzanita area, and we have worked with the response team and have a trailer in the Manzanita area that is supplied with medical supplies. Should the bridge go out and people can't come over to Wheeler, we have two providers that live on the other side of the river, and they will immediately go to that trailer and serve people from that area. And here, the providers that live on this side of the river will immediately come here. We now have a generator that was donated by the health district for us, that we don't have to worry about power outages and seeing people. We'll have the lights on. And the last emergency in 2007, we did not have that generator and learned a lot from that. But we were open. We had the doors open, the window shades up, so we could see people from the light of day, and flashlights. And but now we don't have to worry about that. The care center right next door to us has agreed to provide beds should people be displaced for a long period of time from their home, that they'll provide emergency beds for people. So collectively, everybody will be able to assist with any emergency.
Well, as the saying goes, if it does happen, we're all going to be on our own, so we have to pull together. Wish lists or needs for this area? If you're in a city, there's a specialist for everything. Here, you have to. You're not going to have. I'm guessing a cardiac surgeon isn't just down the block. But what are some basic health needs that are currently unmet? I mean, no matter what your best intentions are, mm-hmm. that you would like to see grow in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to say that since I've been here, we've been able to add providers, including a psychiatric nurse practitioner, which is pretty unique for a rural health clinic. We're just getting ready to interview for a licensed, certified social worker, and I believe we may have found our candidate and will be on board by the beginning of October. We're always in need of updating our equipment and that kind of thing, but I'll tell you, Peter, our biggest need is a larger space. And I'm happy to announce, we just learned last Friday that the federal government is releasing $700 million for clinics to build new clinics. And the maximum that you can apply for is $5 million. And we have a month to get the grant in, and we're going to be applying for those funds.
So. And if this were a television, I would look over your right shoulder and see a drawing of a building there, which I presume is a drawing of the building that you hope to build.
Right.
So is that shovel ready? Is, I mean, I'm saying
we are shovel ready.
You're certainly drawing ready.
Yes. No, we're shovel ready. In fact, I just met with the board yesterday, and we had developed partnerships with different people in our area, and we're going back to them now and saying, are you still in with us, including the Nehalem Health District? We want to stay at this site. Number one, it's not in the tsunami zone, and it's centrally located. Our patients can get here. And we have talked to them about demolishing the old hospital and building the new building on that site. So we're really excited about the possibilities.
And what will the building provide that you can't do now?
Well, more space. We have literally outgrown this particular building, and we're pretty crowded. Nobody gets their own space. We've expanded last year from 10 rooms, patient rooms, to 14. But there's no place else to go for any growth beyond that. And in this new building, it would be two floors. We could have a designated mental health area, dental health area, possibly a physical therapy, and the pharmacy.
Yeah, you mentioned dental, and it isn't apparent to a lot of people how important dental health is for general health, that it's both an indicator and a cause of other health problems. So
right.
That's got to be an unmet need.
Definitely is. You know, I talk to a lot of people every day, and whether it's women needing mammograms or children needing physicals, people coming for just their yearly physical, people that don't have insurance, they know it's necessary, but it's considered a luxury. I've had people say, you know, I have to feed my children, clothe my children, pay my rent and my other bills, and by the time I've done that, there is nothing left. I know I should be taking care of my dental health, but I can't afford it. It's a luxury. So we can help with that. People that, like I said, don't have the insurance, we're here and we can get you qualified to be seen regardless of your income.
You mentioned at the beginning getting the federal qualified health funds and that program and the money that's being released for construction possibly of a new facility. That might make it sound like you're just rolling in bucks and you just never ever have to go to the public and say please help us out. But how are the finances, and do you need to seek out public the public's help?
Yes, we do. It probably does sound like we're rolling in dough, but we are living pretty close to the cuff. We can afford a lot of extras, like even families who need basic things. We have to very tightly budget, and we just don't have money for extra things. And we do apply for two private foundations for funding. We've updated our x-ray machine. It's all digital now. And that was a gift from a foundation. And so we have to be creative. Every year we have the Sand Dollar Auction that is one of the highlights of the area for a fundraiser. But we can't exist on the reimbursement from insurances and the federal government alone. We do need donations.
And those foundations and the government and the grants, they really do look to the community and see, oh, well, how much support are
right.
they getting within their own community? That is a measure of how much you're able to leverage those funds against other grant money. Isn't that the case?
Exactly. And I really applaud this community for being so proactive with all the nonprofits in North Tillamook County. This is an amazing area. And for other people that have the insurance and don't have to worry about it, they have opened their eyes and opened their hearts to us as a Reinhardt Clinic, and believe in our mission and believe that everybody should have good primary care.
So what's immediately coming up? We're getting into flu season. Flu shots available?
We're just waiting for the vaccine. It should be here within a week. And we have a lot of people asking, but we'll be ready to give the flu shots.
And, well, I guess the school vaccination season is probably over by now.
Well, they don't have to do their count or verify to the state until March, I believe it is. So once that comes around at the beginning of the year, parents are bringing a lot of their kids here to get the updated shots.
And let's see, we're getting into the winter, and it's just, you know, it's cold, it's flu season,
right.
It's all sorts of things that happen when you
right.
when you congregate indoors. So are we starting to get into your busy season, or is the busy season the summer when you have more tourists here?
Well, you know,
or is it always busy?
It's always busy. I can tell you in August we had 1,401 patients come through the door. And that's a good month for us. And so we are seeing an increase of patients. And it doesn't seem to, maybe a little bit in January, go down, but because people have to start paying deductibles again, and people always think twice, do I really need to come and see the doctor, or is this something I can delay? So, but we're consistent, consistent all year long of new issues that arise, and we're prepared.
And this is a question I probably should have asked at the beginning, and we're running quickly out of time, but just giving an overview of the staffing here. You talked about Dr. Reinhardt and a good bunch that serve with him.
Mm-hmm. We have Dr. Reinhardt. He's here full-time. Dr. Walczak is here half-time. And then we have three PAs, and one psychiatric nurse practitioner, and soon to have a LCSW licensed social worker. So we try to cover all of our bases, and we are open 6 days a week, Peter, from 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 5 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's 8 to 8 at night, trying to accommodate.
That's a new thing, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah, relatively new.
Uh-huh.
And all day Saturdays from 8 to 5.
Gee, hours that actually people might need and might want to be able to use
right.
when they're not working, if they're working. Hopefully they are.
And during off hours, we always have a provider on call so that if you'd call the clinic, within an hour, you'd hear a response from one of our providers. And if it's something that the provider needs to see the patient, they will meet them at the clinic and take care of whatever the issue is. Or if it's something that we can handle over the phone, we're happy to share that information with the patient. So that's 24 hours a day.
Updated country medicine for the 21st century.
It is. This really is old-time country medicine. We even are known to make house calls.
Oh, my gosh. Ellen Boggs is the executive director of the Reinhardt Clinic. Thank you for joining us this morning on Neocon View. Great pleasure.
Thanks, Peter.
And I'm Peter Newman. I will see you next month for another edition of Neocon View. Thanks for joining us.